Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hello, and welcome to an hour of Mind Power. This is Donna Sebo, and we're going to be talking about something today that is of interest to every single one of you. Me too. What is it? It's the big M. Money, 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 money. You will not go anywhere where you're not going to use it. You're going to be thinking about it. It's just a part of life the way it is. We have a wonderful guest today, Susan Bosky. Her book is called The Quality Life Plan, 7 Steps to Uncommon Financial Security. Susan, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Donna. I'm so happy to be part of it.
I found your material quite interesting when I went through it. I liked your thinking and your approach, and I was fascinated with how there was a particular person that had such an influence on your life, Buckminster Fuller, and you said that you really liked his perspective that life is either a daring adventure or nothing at all. You were involved with his speaking engagements and really, really found a lot of his thoughts and attitudes about money very significant. How in the world did you ever link up with this gentleman?
Well, I was on staff of the Hunger Project back in the 1970s and 1980s out of San Francisco. And as such, I had the opportunity of meeting Buckminster Fuller's grandson, and we did some work together. He became a colleague of mine. And as a result, I met his grandmother and his grandfather and became the co-producer of Bucky's last national tour in California, actually in Marin County, and it was called Only Personal Integrity is Going to Count. That was 1983. So that's how I met him, and what he really influenced me by was his whole notion of systems thinking. He had many different thoughts, and obviously he was a genius and had many inventions, but the thing that was most impressive to me was this whole concept of understanding a system. And that's the way I approached my research on money and finance.
Now, here you are as a female. You are a mature woman. Why is it that it intrigued you so much to get involved with research on money? I mean, all of us are dealing with it every single day. But what made you say, I want to do more than just having $50,000 in a savings account? Why did you become interested in the systems? Is this something that has always intrigued you?
No, not at all. I'm the kind of person, well, I was brought up around the Hunger Project, which was about making a difference in the 70s, and really influenced by Buckminster Fuller in terms of life being a daring adventure or nothing at all. And, you know, people, as I went through life and have had a various different work things that I've done, what seemed to be the stumbling block for everybody was money. Didn't matter how intelligent, pretty, experienced they were. There was this thing that seemed to be keeping them from what they really wanted to do with their life, and it came down to money. So it piqued my curiosity, and that's really the truth. So I just set out as kind of a layperson to research this topic, and it's been going on 26 years now.
Now, are you working as a financial advisor with individuals at this time?
I do, but I'm not licensed in the traditional sense, because what I learned is that though traditional financial advisors are very well-meaning people, in the same way that doctors aren't taught nutrition, the traditional financial advisor does not understand the information that I've uncovered. So I don't pretend to compete with them. They have certain things that they do, and they do it well. And so I take people through the process that I spell out in my book, The Quality Life Plan.
Your approach was, I can't say it's especially unique, but your perspectives are very insightful, and I really thought that it's a very good thing to talk about on the show. Now, right at the very beginning of your book, you asked some questions. Does quality time with family and friends keep disappearing? Have you had to eliminate products or services that support your health and well-being during the finances? Must you use credit every month to meet your basic obligations? Do you depend on credit to uncover unexpected expenses? Are you a single parent who never seems to be able to keep up? Are you 50-plus with less than $25,000 put away for retirement? Do you use more than one credit card? Are you funding your own retirement via 401k, etc.? And these are questions that I think just are so basic and so down to earth. You've put together this book, The Quality Life Plan, for a purpose of empowering people, but you wanted to empower them through education, not just a how-to book, which I thought was very, very good. And you talk about the earnings of an individual between 1957 and 1958, and it would vary for now because we're in 2008. But at that time, it went from $8,700 a year in general to $20,000 a year. And people will think, wow, that was a big increase. But not really. Tell us why wealth, as we define it. I mean, I've even heard people say, gee, I've always wanted to be a millionaire. But even someone who's a millionaire doesn't have $1 million. Explain that to us. What is wealth?
Well, as you probably read in my book, I take wealth back to its original definition as per the Oxford English Dictionary, which puts personal and spiritual well-being before the accumulation of material goods. Now, we've got it just the reverse. The media, every corporation has us believing that we'll be happy and well when we have all the right stuff. But as we're seeing right now in the world, the predicament that the middle class is in, that isn't panning out at all. So my book is about how to accomplish and return to a wealth-filled life based on its complete definition. And that means that you have personal and spiritual well-being as the foundation from which you acquire things. That way, you always have stability. You're not risking your personal and spiritual well-being to have material wealth, which is putting people's, as we can see, marriages, health, family life on the line.
All right. Money is so important, though, in that you can't exist in this society without it. I mean, everywhere you go, and of course, we've got credit cards now that we use rather liberally. The Quality Life Plan is a 7-step program that you've put together, and one of the points that you bring up in working with this plan is that money depreciates. And I thought, this sentence is pretty powerful. Money depreciates just like a car. Now, for many people listening to this, that may go, what are you talking about? It's depreciating. Talk to us about why that is the case and how inflation affects us.
Sure. In fact, this is the platform upon which all my strategies are built. It's understanding where money comes from. Maybe only 5% of money comes from what we think of as the U.S. Mint, where money gets printed out. Maybe 5%. The rest of it comes when it comes into existence when it is borrowed. And it's the Federal Reserve Bank in the United States is a private institution. It's not part of the government. And that happened in 1913. And what we have is a system of economy that's debt-based. And people talk about getting out of debt today. And what I say to people is, you can't break the cycle of debt until you understand the personal impact of living in a debt-based economic system. So that's what I discuss in my book, as a way of having my strategies make sense. Otherwise, they don't make sense. They don't make sense to people if they don't understand what it means to live in a debt-based economic system. And so what we're seeing is, as a result of that debt-based economic system, is that the rich are getting richer and the poor have less, control over wealth in the material sense. I have this information that says the richest 1% of Americans got nearly 20% of the nation's income in 2005, which is more than double the figure in 1960, while the poorest 20% collectively got only 3 to 4%. So this is a trend. It's nothing that's going away until enough people understand what's happening, and until there's a different kind of economic system, they have to apply different rules to the money game, because the landscape of personal finance and economy is totally different today than it was back in the 50s when I was a kid. And yet the financial advisors are using the very same strategies of how to earn, spend, save, and invest as were used then. But they're not getting the job done for people, as we see. Another very interesting statistic that I found is that actual inflation, as you were saying, it's about 10%, and purchasing power continues to decrease. The consumer price index, in which the government cost of living adjustments are based, has eliminated items such as food, fuel, and home buying. So there's those things that aren't even included in our CPI, and so people are basing their budgets on a CPI that's far lower than what is actually happening in the world. I tell my clients to use at least a 10% inflation rate when they're looking at their next year.
Well, you make a comment in here that a dollar, the American dollar today, only has a purchasing power of about 5 to 13 cents. Now, that is really scary. That is really scary. We've seen how, where at one time, back in the 80s, you go to Canada and the value of the American dollar was so high. I mean, people would go into Canada to shop because they could get things so much, at such a good price. Now the Canadians are coming across the U.S. border and buying stuff in the United States because their dollar has far more value. This is really something that I don't think has had an impact on American economy to this level, and maybe I'm exaggerating, but the Civil War, I mean, our dollar didn't have any value at that time. I mean, everybody was manufacturing paper money, and you could wallpaper your walls with it. It was just terrific. It wasn't worth anything. So you have a statement in here by Richard Doughty, who's the general partner and COO for Smith Consulting Group, and this was in September 24, 2004. He said, a dollar was worth a dollar in 1913 and now is worth 2 freaking cents. Those were his exact words.
Mm-hmm.
That was 2004 he made that statement. Here we are in 2008.
And
where do we go from here?
Well, that's why I wrote the book, because it has everything to do with how a debt-based economic system works, how the way that money is issued, which I go through in layperson's terms in my book. And then what I'm showing people is that they need to begin thinking about money differently as a result of learning this new information, and then apply different strategies, the way they earn, the way they spend, the way they invest, the way they save.
Give us an example of this.
Sure.
Because I think this is very significant.
Sure. Well, for people who haven't read my book, for example, I would say, get rid of your credit cards. Keep one and keep it frozen in the freezer in water, because, debt is, for people, is becoming a way too much of a basic necessity. We have to learn how to live within our means again, which for many people means downsizing. Because what's happening is debt service payments are eating up people's disposable earnings and turning them into debt slaves, essentially. And that has everything to do with the system being based in debt, which I'm not going to go into the how that all works, but I do say it. It's not a secret.
Mm-hmm.
It's just kind of complex. So we have to think differently and behave differently, and that's one thing. I encourage people to get a pad, put a line down the middle. On one side, put all the money that they have coming in every month. On the other side, put all the money they have going out, and look to see if they have more money coming in than they do going out. And everything that I study tells me, and from people I talk to, that it's just the opposite. People are running a deficit just like the country.
I think that's true.
Yeah.
I think that is true. And I look at different times in my own life where there have been some real wake-up calls, and it's not a fun positioning to be in. It is a terrifying positioning to be in. And there's an old saying, banks are always happy to loan you money when you don't need it. When you do need it, they're not going to give it to you. And I'd heard this so many times through the years, and then I had a personal experience with that exactly. And I know that there's some of our listeners that are hearing this, and they may be sitting there saying, oh my goodness, I know exactly what she's talking about, but I'm just absolutely drowning. How do I get out of this? If I have a family situation, some people are saddled with these horrendous medical bills. There are other people that are, as you say, just getting along in life. I mean, we're not talking about the people that go out and buy, the wonderful toys, the yachts, and all of this stuff, and, we're flying around the world. We're not talking about this stuff. We're talking about the average individual, the middle class, and the thinking and the perceptions of where they are. And like you said, there is a shift. There is a shift in thinking. And I think part of the shift in thinking is the attitude of instant gratification. It's in some people's minds, if they can't have what they need right away, then, or what they want, maybe not what they need, it's like, gee, life isn't worth living. There's a big shift in thinking, as you said, that we're going to have to go through. And that doesn't mean that you become miserly in your attitudes. It means you just become more thoughtful and really ask yourself, where do you want to put your dollar?
That's right. And that thinking has been cultivated in us by a corporate financial industry, by the media, and by corporations in general. And we've been led to believe that we need certain things to be happy. So people, obviously personal responsibility for our money is never going to go out of style, but there is a hand-in-glove thing going on where, we have been told that we're not lovable if we don't have ABC or if we don't look like, CDE. So we have to have those things. So there is a way that people are, what I call people for us to consider is to stop buying in to the conventional wisdom about money and start thinking for themselves, which seems to be a big tall order. However, no one else is going to tell them what I'm telling them in terms of, time is of the essence. The actual economic system that we have today, it's not sustainable. It's completely incompatible with environmental sustainability by the nature of the mechanics of how money comes into existence. And it's going to take people one by one extracting their minds from the beliefs that are thrown at them, doing things differently and demanding something else in terms of a system at some point. Because what we have is not sustainable. It can't go on. We can't just, as a nation, for example, continue to throw billions of dollars into the mortgage industries and to rescue banks ad infinitum. It's not going to work. Ultimately, it's just Band-Aid measures on a dying system. So the first step is for people to see that and change their own personal profile in relationship to it. The next step is if we can call for a different kind of economic system. And that's not what my book is about, but I just give people the chance right now to not have to get swept away.
You bring up a point in your book, and your book has got so many very good aspects in it. You talk about homelessness and poverty. And we have a generation now that is an older generation. I mean, people are going to be living to be 100 years of age or older. And you bring out a point of regarding poverty, how the older population, more and more entering into this level, and you say there's almost 3 million people over the age of 65 who are living in poverty, and 2.5 of them are female. And the statement of information you give is that women are living longer than men. Women earn less during their earning years than men do, and that's been the typical status. And that's changing little by women that are going to business for themselves. But most of the elderly women of today have never worked, and so they have no earning years when they went into retirement. They aren't getting any Social Security, perhaps. They don't have any marketable skills. And they are really in a bad situation. And unless they've got family, and I have friends that are, you know, older individuals, and I know of a few that have gone through that. And it is just devastating for them. They feel as if they have no value in life. Fortunately, they have families that are very supportive of them. But we live in a world today that is demanding that there be some kind of income. I know of a couple where the husband is almost 80 years of age, and he's working for a major retail outlet that he never thought he was going to be working when he was close to 80. That wasn't in his program at all.
Right.
But there he is.
Right. And actually, Donna, it's going to be worse for the young people because there's less and less value in each unit of currency as time goes on. So what I was able to have in the 50s as a child with a mother that stayed home and a dad who had a very middle-class job already can't happen for people today and going into the future even more so. So this is a wake-up call for young people as well as older people. And for those who have ears to hear, I'm hoping that my book can be helpful.
Changing the way we spend, you have a quality life plan that people can work with here. You've got a way to measure progress, and you give a very good breakdown in your book, because I'm looking at it right now, and you have something in here about changing the way that one earns money, redefine work. Can you, in just a short synopsis, cover that a little bit, because we've got people of all ages listening to this show, and the younger generation and the middle age generation and even the mature generation, I think, is going to benefit from this.
Sure. Basically, it's that, as we can see, people who have depended on, you know, being a loyal employee to one corporation, whether it be in Detroit for the car industry or, you know, the IT industry in the United States, we see that in a large part, people are just dropped off when it's inconvenient for the company these days, which is very different than it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
So I encourage people to have more than one cash flow and to consider something they can do independently and something that people need, it's not just follow your bliss, which is always wonderful, but it's like what's wanted and needed that I could provide on my own that could fill in the gap. It's about being able to generate money instead of borrow money. And as the dollar becomes worth less, the purchasing power gets decreased, and you can get less for what you used to get 3 years ago with the same amount. So the idea is to be able to have the cash flow keep up with your cost of living. And like I said, for many people, in my opinion, it's a good idea to downsize, to go back to basics,
mm-hmm.
as a way to establish stability. The traditional financial approach right now for people is destabilizing people's lives with credit use. It's a house of cards on a personal level and a national level. And what I'm doing is creating stability every step of the way. That's the goal, is stability. It's not big fancy cars. It's not to say you have this or that. It's to have stability, personal and spiritual well-being.
Absolutely. You can the key is you can have the quality of life that you want, regardless of your age.
Yeah.
But it is looking at it differently and not getting caught up with the hype.
Well, it's also getting informed about how money works that most people, almost no one, has ever been taught. The way money really works undermines many people's best efforts to create stability. They have done all the right stuff in life, but they didn't know that money was a debt-based product of a financial industry.
Mm-hmm.
And that it has a depreciation factor that they didn't understand and no one told them. And again, it isn't because financial advisors are bad or evil people. They're not. They weren't taught. They didn't know it.
Well, thinking outside of the box is definitely something, Susan, that you're very comfortable with. You had a wonderful mentor. Your book, The Quality Life Plan, 7 Steps to Uncommon Financial Security, is very well done. May I get your website so my listeners can know about this?
Sure. It's alternativefinancialnow.com.
Repeat that.
I'll spell it for people, too. alternativefinancialnow.com. So that would be www.alternativefinancialnow.com.
alternativefinancialnow.com.
And my book can be purchased there.
Absolutely.
And there's a free e-course right on the home page for any of your listeners who would like more information.
Oh, wonderful. A free e-course. That is terrific. Well, I know that you will be well, and I wish you well in communicating this good information to people that are interested in listening. Again, Susan Boskey has been my guest today. Her book, The Quality Life Plan, 7 Steps to Uncommon Financial Security. Go to her alternativefinancialnow.com website. She has a free e-course on there that you can take advantage of. Susan, thank you for being my guest today.
Thank you so much for having me, Donna.
It's been a pleasure. This is Donna Sebo. We're taking a break. Don't go away. More good things to come, including open phone lines. So don't go away. We'll be right back.
Do you have a group, organization, or club that would like to have an interesting and dynamic speaker? Then you're going to want to have Donna speak to your group. She motivates audiences towards personal empowerment, giving them tools for their personal and professional success. If you would like Donna Sebo to bring a presentation to your next event, call Delphi International at 253-582-5604. That's 253-582-5604.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature, however, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo. Telephone lines are open. Give me a buzz if you'd like to have me light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight. 877-876-5227 is the telephone number. 877-876-5227. Canadians, 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. Also, 530-876-3222. That's 530-876-3222. And if you are a new listener to the show, I'm so delighted you're joining me. Just give me a call. I need just your first name or your initial. And of course, I'd love to know where you're calling from. And then after that, let me do my thing, and then you can ask me a question about anything that you desire. Animal, vegetable, mineral. It doesn't make any difference. And again, phone line 877-876-5227. Canadians, 888-815-9756 or 530-876-3222. Well, I want to tell you I'm going to be appearing at a phenomenal expo. This is in Los Angeles, California. It's coming up February 8th to the 11th. This is the 6th annual Conscious Life Expo, Conference, and Film Festival that's being held at the LAX Hilton, which is at 511 West Century Boulevard in Los Angeles. If you'd like information about this three-day event, you can call directly at 800-367-5777. That's 800-367-5777. Or you can go to the ConsciousLifeExpo.com. ConsciousLifeExpo.com. It is going to be an awesome program. I'm so pleased to be a part of it. They're going to have so many well-known people there. Danyon Brinkley. They are going to be having Gay Hendricks. There's going to be the Peaceful Warrior, Dan Millman. There's Byron Katie. There's George Norrie, Lisa Williams, Vitaly, and just so many other people. Danyon Brinkley is going to be there. There is the Conscious Business Symposium and also yogic classes that are going to be held daily. There is all of this activity that's going on. Now, if you would like to go and you want more information, go to ConsciousLifeExpo.com. I'm going to be speaking there. I'll be giving out my booth number as we get closer to that time frame. I'm going to be available for many consultations and interactions for those of you that want to stop by. So it's really an exciting event. Coming up the 8th, the 9th, the 10th, and there are even some special activities on the 11th. So you're not going to want to miss any of this. This is absolutely a powerful, powerful event, and I'm so pleased to have been invited to be a part of it, and I invite you to join us too. I know that you will have a fabulous time. Donna Sebo here. Give me a buzz if you'd like to have some intuitive insight given into your life. 877-876-5227. 877-876-5227. Canadians, 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756 or 530-876-3222. Let's go to our first caller for the day. Welcome to the show. First name or initial, and where are you calling from?
Hi, Donna. This is E from Tacoma.
Hi, E. Happy New Year to you.
Thanks, you too.
Can you believe it's already almost the middle of the month? Goodness gracious, where did it go, for heaven's sake?
Time goes fast.
It does when you're having fun. It's just amazing. Okay, E, the first thing I'm looking at with you is pay attention to business. And you've got a lot on your agenda. Now, this month, don't be surprised that the first 2 weeks of the month, you're just going to feel like you're scattered in a thousand different directions. You're going to think, oh, will I ever get this thing organized? But it's just a lot of fluff, loose ends, different things. Take advantage of the quiet time. Don't begrudge it, because it's not really so quiet. You wish it were, but it isn't. And it's something where you need to get rid of all the stuff. So this is a great time to take care of clutter. It's a great time to maybe turn the TV off and just play some nice music and just say, let me get focused here, because it's so easy to get scattered. Relax, let loose, let go, and take care of the small stuff. Get it out of the way, because by the 27th of January, you're then going to find there is a momentum that's building up. And it's like you're moving into February, and holy Moses, you're going to be going 10,000 miles a minute, and you're going to say, can I catch my breath? Enjoy the quiet time while you've got it. Whatever silly, fluff stuff needs to be done, do it. Don't make any judgments about it. Take care of what needs to be taken care of. You will not be unhappy with this at all. And in the interim, allow that your intuitive process is going to give you like little flashes. So make sure you have a pad of paper or something that's convenient to you where you can say, I better make a note about that, and just write it down.
Okay.
If you had a nice whiteboard that you could say, whoops, something popped in my head, and just scribble it down, you know, someplace where it's in big letters and it's obvious, and then just let these little mind flashes come in, and all of a sudden you're going to go, wow, that makes sense. Gee whiz, now I'm on track. It's a good way to handle it.
Great advice.
Excuse me, hon?
Great advice.
What's on your mind, dear? What did you want to talk to me about today?
My daughter would like to go to Northern Africa for her 31st birthday, to Zimbabwe and that area, and I wondered what you saw for that.
When's her birthday?
April.
In April. She better plan it out very carefully. There are some glitches that could occur, and I would like to see her make sure that she has what I call companionship or a tour group that she goes with. I'm very uncomfortable with her just going by herself.
No, I would be going with her.
All right, but make sure that you have got some people that you are going to be interacting with. In other words, just don't go it and do it and wing it. I think you're going to have problems if you do.
So you mean have plans, like of where we're staying and what we're doing?
Absolutely, and make sure that you've got some people. If you have a tour guide, but you want some people that you know that you can trust.
Okay.
I'm very uncomfortable if you don't.
Okay.
No, it's just that there's some things that are going on in these various areas. And the two of you may say, gee whiz, I don't want to bother with a tour group. Okay, if you don't want to do that, then find out the best way for you to do it. Talk to some people that are experienced in traveling over there.
Okay.
I would not be comfortable with the two of you as American females without an escort just buzzing around.
Okay.
I think you're asking for some problems.
Okay.
And it's just something that I'm picking up with an undercurrent that is going on in those areas. And you don't want to be the naive American going over there.
Okay.
And neither one of you speak the language, at least as I'm perceiving it.
I think a lot of them speak American.
Well, I know, hon, but I think you're taking a lot for granted.
Okay.
Don't.
Okay.
So really do your homework before you go.
All right.
Is there any reason why the two of you don't want to use a tour group?
Don't really like those.
Explore your other options.
Okay.
Really look at it. I think there are personalized tours that you could go with.
Yeah, we can get a guide.
And I'd recommend that.
Okay.
I really would. Please don't.
Actually, when we went to Southern Africa, that's what we did. We had a guide for a lot of it. So.
Mm-hmm.
Or we were in Northern Africa. Yeah, and so that's a good idea. I'd forgotten about that.
Yeah, please do not. Please do not do this by yourself.
Okay.
That's not smart. And also, you need to get some information on any particular things that you may need immunizations for before you go.
Okay.
Because different areas of Africa have different, you know, conditions.
Okay.
So you want to be very savvy here. And I think it would be wise of you to check with the World Health Organization to see if there's any bulletins or alerts you need to be aware of.
Okay.
How long were you going to be gone? For a couple of weeks?
Yeah, probably a week to 2 weeks. She lives in London, so we'll spend some time there, and then we'll go to Africa.
Mm-hmm. I would say try to plan it out, and you will have an absolutely wonderful trip if you do.
Okay.
But you will not be happy with the results if you just do it on a wing and a prayer.
Okay. Yeah, we'll put some thought and planning into it.
I think that's part of the excitement, too.
It is, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And when you're over in London, it looks like it. You just need to be prepared when you're traveling because you're not going to have a lot of weight you're going to want to carry around with you.
Right.
So you really need to think about when you're in London. Of course, you can leave some stuff over there before you go to Africa if necessary. But you really need to think through what you're going to take.
To Africa?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And not
in London, be prepared for some cool, rainy temperatures.
Okay.
But you'll have a great time in London. I mean, there's not an issue with London. You'll just really enjoy yourself. But I do think that you need to be wise here.
Okay. And so you think relying on the tour guides is a good idea? And
oh, absolutely.
Okay.
I think you would be making a terrible mistake if you don't.
Okay.
I'm just very concerned when you go back over that. I'm just getting such a big red flag.
Oh, really?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
So don't set yourself up for problems.
Okay.
I mean, life is filled with all kinds of challenges, but you need to really know what's going on before you go.
Okay. You mean as far as where we're going and what we're doing?
Well, yes.
And how we're getting there?
But also politically what's happening in the area.
Oh, okay.
All right? You need to be savvy. If you can, if your daughter can get any information, you know, if she can get any coverage, or you can go to the internet or check something out there, you know, what's the world's information being shown on the internet. Just be aware.
Okay. Yeah,
don't
she's
go
been
in
researching
blind.
The area and doesn't seem to think there'll be a problem.
Mm-hmm. Well, being forewarned is being forearmed.
Right.
So you know, be intelligent about this.
Okay.
I think you'll have a fabulous trip if you just do what you need to do for yourself.
Okay. Just take precautions. And educate ourselves better.
Mm-hmm. And have a good tour guide.
And have a what?
A reputable company.
Okay. Tour guide?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Someone that will go with you that will be like an escort.
Okay. Reputable one.
Absolutely.
Okay. Great. Thank you.
You're welcome, hon. Have a fabulous trip and call me and let me know how it turns out.
Okay. Bye.
All righty. Bye-bye. This is Donna Sebo, and if you'd like to call in and chat with me, give me a buzz at 877-876-5227, or 888 if you're in Canada, 815-9756, also 530-876-3222. We're taking a break. We're going to be back in just a moment. Don't you go anywhere.
If you're searching for the perfect gift for a child, consider God's Kiss by Donna Sebo. That's right. Donna is not only a mental practitioner and psychic, she's an author as well. God's Kiss beckons all children and the young at heart to enter the dream world of a little traveler named Johnny. You can order your book today by sending a check or money order to Mrs. Sebo's Classics, Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. That's Post Office Box 97272. Tacoma, Washington, 98497. If you'd like both the book and cassette, you pay $19.95 plus applicable tax and shipping charges. This is the book for your favorite child of any age. Donna Sebo's God's Kiss is about a child's sense of place in the world, and it's destined to be a children's classic. Order now. Call 800-872-8852. God's Kiss is written by Donna Sebo and illustrated by Ed Ged Rose. Buy it today, 800-872-8852.
As a counselor, Donna Sebo is available for private consultations by appointment. These can be done by telephone or in person. If you'd like to schedule an appointment with Donna, call 253-582-5604 or 800-872-8852. That's 253-582-5604 or outside of Pierce County, 800-872-8852.
Hi, this is Donna. I know we've got a caller waiting. Just know that there's a marvelous event coming up in Los Angeles, the 6th annual Conscious Life Expo. Not only is it an expo, it's a conference where it has a film festival. They have a business symposium, yoga classes daily. It's being held at the LAX Hilton. The dates are February 8th through 11th, and that's at 511 West Century Boulevard in Los Angeles. Give them a call at 800 367-5777. TheConsciousLifeExpo.com is their website. Go in there. You can find out all kinds of information. Danyon Brinkley, Vishali, Dan Millman, Lisa Williams, George Norrie, Byron Katie, Gay Hendricks, all kinds of people. I mean, it's just an awesome event. I'm so thrilled to be a part of this. I'm going to be there as a speaker as well, and also you'll have a chance to meet with me in person if you so desire. So we have all kinds of things that are going to be going on, so give them a call at 800-367-5777, or again, visit them at ConsciousLifeExpo.com. Coming up the first part of February. Very exciting. This is Donna Siebel, and if you want to give me a call, 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756, but the telephone number is to call into. Let's go to our next caller who is waiting. First name or initial, and where are you calling from?
Margaret from Arizona.
Hi, Margaret.
Hi.
Where are you in Arizona?
In Tucson.
In Tucson. Now, Margaret, what I'm looking at with you is you are going to have a conflict with someone that you have had an interaction with. I don't know that this is an especially close person to you. I think that this is someone you like. You might use the term friend with them, but they're not what I would call a real close friend. They're not part of the inner circle, if you will, of your life. However, I'm seeing you having interacted with them over a few years and interacted with them over these past few years, and there is a conflict that is going to arise because of different expectations and perceptions. You will need to evaluate whether or not you're going to want to have this person involved in a business situation that the two of you could be a part of together, or whether it is worth it to you to say, I'm not going to choose to do this with you. I feel like there is too much of a difference between the two of us, and your friendship means too much. I'd rather keep you as a friend than being involved in the business situation. I just don't think it's going to work out very well. And this is something you will have to come to terms with. And this seems to be coming up for you in different situations in your life. You are going to find this year of 2008, your communication skills and your evaluations of people and the positionings they should be in your life will be paramount. Very, very much so. You need to be alert. You need to be aware. This is going to be a very, very interesting year with decisive choices made relative to how you want to have people interacting with you. With this one individual, and I feel it is a female, you're going to say, I'd rather have your friendship. Let's not do business together. Because there seems to be a problem with being able to keep the personal self out of it. It's like the egos get too much into conflict, and that doesn't make for good business associations. So that's something I'm looking at that I think is going to be coming up within the next 2 to 3. So I'm inclined to think it's within the next 2 to 3 weeks. Do you have a question for me today?
Well, I know who this person is. I know who you're talking about. We're discussing, we're in preliminary stages now discussing some ideas. And that's unfortunate because I've had kind of a feeling about this, that that there might be ego things going on. So thank you for that.
Well, remember, let me just insert something here, Margaret. It's just an understanding. You don't need to be sad about this. You just need to be aware.
Yeah.
You know, there may be an advantage with this person to do brainstorming with them.
Yeah.
But you do not choose to have them within a team, let's say, that you're going to be working directly with. There's a difference.
Yeah.
And I think that if you're aware of this now, you're in so much more a positive positioning of being able to say, I think I'm choosing to take a different direction with this. But you can still communicate with them.
Oh, absolutely.
And then that, to me, the friendship is worth more.
Yeah.
And I think for you, that is your feeling. That's why I'm perceiving it this way. So it's just an awareness. Honor that. What's your question for me, dear?
Okay. My question is the commissioned work that I've got in discussion. It's in the discussion stages. Do you see new income coming from that this month?
I don't know. It looks to me like there's some kind of an agreement towards the end of the month.
Okay.
But I don't know that there would be the cash in hand. How are you negotiating this commission? Is there a percentage you're getting up front?
That's still on the drawing board.
All right. I think there is a part of you that is growing into an understanding that you are needing to do business differently. And I think with the commission work, whatever this is involving, there will be an understanding, and I'm just using this as an example, that with this responsibility, with this choice that you're making, if I'm going to be doing the work, this is XYZ cost, this is what I'm looking at, and if there needs to be an open end, let's say something takes an additional 6 months or materials or later, whatever, you may need to incorporate that into your contract, but you need to get a contract. You need to get a signed statement of agreement. And then, and part of that signed statement is that before you do this, you need XYZ dollars to begin. Simplistic thing is, let's say you had a $5,000 job, and you say, well, I need to have $2,000 up front before I even begin, because I have to buy supplies, I have to do this, I have to do that. So I need to cover that. And then maybe when you get to a certain point, and again, these are just suggestions, you say, when I get to this point, then you pay me another $1,000, and then I get full payment upon receipt of whatever it is that you're doing.
Okay.
Okay, so you need to work this out so that you're clear, so that you're not in a space of just floating around in la-la land.
Right.
And that makes them realize that you are very serious about this, and if they're going to have that commitment with you, then they must honor that commitment, and it can be just a very simple contractual agreement, a statement that this is what is required, and with that particular amount of money, and again, I'll just use the $2,000, that if they agree to pay that, that is a statement of faith, and that is not refundable. Because that means that you start on the project, and maybe you have to set a timeline for yourself to get things done. It's just a different way of thinking, and you can do it any way you want.
Absolutely.
Just suggestions, but I think that this is part of a process you're going through.
Okay.
And I want to thank you, Margaret, for your call.
Thank you very much.
You have a wonderful day.
You too.
Bye-bye. This is Donna Sebo. My goodness, time goes by when we're having fun. I do want to remind you, phone number is 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756 and also a direct line of 530-876-3222. Now, we're almost out of time here, so I know you're not going to be able to call in, but I wanted to quickly, before we go for the day, I want to let you know tomorrow we're going to be talking with Karen Anderson, a most delightful lady. We're going to be talking about her wonderful publication here, All Creatures. Karen is an animal communicator, and she is going to be sharing with us some of her experiences and also some of her knowledge. Also, we're going to be talking about the College Hook. Pam Proctor is going to be my guest. This is a must-listen-to program. If you know of anyone who's got a youngster that's going to be going to college or is planning, boy, this is something you need to know about. Also, we're going to have B.J. Gallagher as a guest. Everything I Need to Know I Learned from Other Women. B.J. has been on my show before. She's a prolific writer. She's just absolutely delightful, and she has a super sense of humor. So we've got a wonderful lineup of guests. Well, my goodness, we are out of time just about here. It's been delightful being with you today. And I want you to know that you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. Your life is your responsibility. You're always going to have ups and downs, ins and outs, strange things occurring. Life is not a straight line. But you know what? When you take on that positioning of personal responsibility and you educate yourself and you're willing to be open to change, miracles happen in the strangest way. You just never know where your good's going to come from. Isn't that wonderful? Life is an adventure. Enjoy the journey. This is Donna Sebo. We'll be talking with you tomorrow, same time, same place, right here on bbsradio.com. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.